And it was good to have the extra hour, wasn't it?
今天能够多一个小时，是不是很好？
If you were to elect me as president, I would grant every weekend would have one extra hour.
如果我是总统的话，我可能希望每个礼拜天都能够多一个小时。
But that's not going to happen, right? I want to first of all thank you and tell you about the trip to Uganda that I took, a kind of exploratory trip for the church here at in Tina.
我首先我要谢谢弟兄姊妹们能够支持我能够去乌干达那里，能够在那里先有一些探索。
During the lunch hour, we will have some of the slides from Uganda up here on the screen.
等一下在吃午饭的时候，你们会看到有一些我在乌干达的一些投影片。
First of all, I want to thank you for prayers and gifts because they were effective and they did really assist.
首先我要谢谢弟兄姊妹们的带导，还有你们的爱心里面的礼物，因为这实在是能够帮助我。
Almost from the first moment we were involved with the people of Uganda.
从第一天我开始与这个乌干达的人接触的时候。
On the Sunday we arrived, we arrived late Saturday night. The next day on Sunday, we went to a huge church in Kampala.
我礼拜六晚上到了就到了，可是第二天清晨我到了一个非常大的教会。
I think they had about 3,000 in each service, and we went to the early service, and they had three more services planned that day.
所以那一个教会里面一个礼拜有四堂的聚会，那么我早上去的第一堂就有三千多个人。
And they're planning three or four satellite churches.
他们还有三四个那个其他的职堂。
Each church was holding about 5,000 people. It's amazing.
所以几乎每一个职堂里面都有五千多个人，实在是非常的惊异。
And I think my friend Peter and I, we were the only white people there.
所以我跟另外一位 Peter, 我们是两个唯一的白种人。
You could really pick us out of the crowd.
你们在人群中一下就看出我们。
Our travel up to Gulu took almost the day, and we started then with a pastor's conference, and then the next two or three days, we had a small leaders conference, and then the next two and a half days, we had a pastor's conference for some of the pastors.
我们一开始的时候就去跟一些传道人的聚会在那里，跟他们一起学习，那么接下来好几天都是这样。
And the stories that we heard are truly remarkable.
我们所听到的见证实在是非常感人。
You will see in the pictures during the lunch hour, you'll see a picture of a man who wears a religious collar, okay?
当然你们等一下看投影片，你们会看到有些人好像穿着那个神职人员的那个领子的衣服。
Many of the pastors in Africa wear the backwards collar.
他们好像把这个衣服的领子反过来穿的那样的。
But this man is called Bishop Ocholi.
这个你们看到这个人叫做Ocholi 主教。
And during the war, he had tragedy strike his home.
在战争的时间里面，他的家乡里面发生了很悲惨的事。
His daughter was killed by a roadside bomb.
他的女儿在路旁边的那个炸弹炸死了。
His other daughter was raped by the rebels.
他另外一个女儿被其他的那个叛军都强暴了。
Later on, committed suicide because of the shame.
后来这个女儿就自杀了，因为受不了那样的羞耻。
His wife was also killed by the rebels.
他的妻子也被杀了。
And yet, Bishop Ocholi is involved in peace negotiation with the rebels.
可是这个主教他竟然在那里尽情的想要跟这些叛军来和好。
A man who could have had so much bitterness.
一个人他可以有这样非常多的痛苦。
Goes up to the Sudan and goes up into Congo to try to make peace between his people and the people that are fighting against his people.
一个里面可以充满这样恨的人，他竟然到处的游走要来使他们和他们的那个伤害他的人要和好。
And truly, he's a spiritual man.
他真是一个属灵的人。
We met several people who were orphans, true orphans. They had lost their parents during the war.
我们也碰到了许多的孤儿，他们都是失去了他们的父母。
My burden as we go back, we thought we were going to go back around Christmas time.
我本来认为说我在圣诞节的期间我还可以再回去。
And we had a group here for five young people that wanted to go.
我已经找到有五位年轻人想要跟我一起去。
And we had all of our budgets set.
而且我们也都把我们的预算都定好了。
And we called Northwest Airlines or Delta Airlines.
我也打电话给航空公司。
And the ticket prices practically tripled during Christmas time.
可是不幸的是，在圣诞节的前后，那个飞机票是三倍的价钱。
So we decided we're going to have to postpone it to early in the summer or late in the summer.
所以我们决定说，我们可能要延后这个旅程到了夏天。
But we're really interested and talked to Pastor King and talked to some of the young people, but I'm really passionate about some of the poor people that are in Gulu Town.
当我跟着教会的这几位年轻人一起谈的时候，我们真的是有对着那个穷人在那里穷人，我们心里有很多的负担。
And these are some of the children of the pastors.
尤其是一些传道人的孩子。
One of the pastors said to me in a meeting on Monday morning.
有一个传道人，他在星期一早上就告诉我。
He just shared a little fact, just a little fact.
他只讲了一点点。
He said, David, we need so much help here. He said, one time somebody in my church came to my house, and I didn't have five shillings to give to him.
他有时候讲说，当我的教会里面的人有时候到我家里来的时候，我竟然连找一点点的帮助给他们，我都拿不出来。
So I'm not great at math, but I started to do the math.If $1 equals 2,000 shillings,
我开始就在那里计算，我在想，如果美金一块钱能够等于他们的两千个他们的那个币值的话
，Right? Is that right? Then 50 cents equals 1,000 shillings.
所以你只要50 cents, 50美金里面就等于他们的一千块钱。
25 cents then would equal 500 shillings.
所以我们一个25分钱就等于他们的500块钱。
And you get the idea. He had less than a penny. He could not give to one of his church members.
所以
he had less than a penny.
他连他们的当地的5-6块钱他都拿不出来。换句话说，他就是连我们的美金的一分钱他都拿不出来。
And all of a sudden, the Lord just struck me about that.
所以就在那个时候，神好像告诉了我。
And so I've been trying to send some money to some of the pastor's kids for school fees because in Uganda they have to pay school fees in order to go to school.
我一直都在为着他们那边的孩子，我寄钱给他们去上学。
And when we go, we will be working with children of leaders and pastors to encourage them.
所以如果我们去的时候，我们不但跟那些牧师们去相聚，我们鼓励他们。
We'll be doing some computer training. We'll be doing teaching English. We'll also be playing some good soccer games or football, as they call it.
我们可以教他们电脑，我们教他们英文，我们甚至可以跟他们一起玩足球。
So continue to pray as a group here decides to go over there, and then maybe we'll take some of you all over there. I think it's great. There, by the way, there's a very good Chinese restaurant in Kampala.
所以，请你们继续为我们祷告。当我们预备好，我们要到那里去，而且在那里有一个很好的中国餐馆。
Well, from my point of view,
那是以我的标准。
And I talked to the lady who worked there, and she said there are about 5,000 Chinese people.
而且那里的餐馆的主人告诉我，差不多有5000个中国人在那。
Maybe we'll find a sister church over there.
我们或许可以在那里也有一个职堂。
Well, this morning I want to talk to you about four kinds of people.
今天早晨我要跟弟兄姊妹们交通的是四种人。
Now, all the slides are going to say men. It does not have to do with males. It has to do generically with any kind of person.
所以你如果看这个英文的时候，虽然我们用的是男人这个字，可是它只是代表所有的人。
And so...You know, we generally use categories to try to explain each other.
我们常常会把人来分类。
Like for instance, if you want to talk about computer lovers, you can say, oh, he's a PC man, or she likes the Apple computer.
所以当我们如果对有一些人他们喜欢电脑的人，我们可能叫他们是PC 这样的人，或者他是喜欢苹果电脑。
And immediately we know kind of a little which category they fit.
所以我们从这分类，我们就有印象，说他大概是属于哪一种。
If you're a teacher, you can use you don't tell people this, but you say, I think he's a slow learner, or he's an advanced learner, or she's real aggressive as a learner.
尤其做老师的，有时候对着学生们，他会说，这群人学的比较慢，这群人学的比较快。
And those are categories, they're helpful to us.
而如果把人这样分的有几种分类的话，会使我们有一些了解。
When you go to Google, you can see children that are malnourished or undernourished or nourished.
所以我们如果到了那个非洲的时候，我会看到有的孩子们，有的是根本就是营养不良，或者有的是有好的造诣。
We use categories or kinds or characteristics to easily qualify or quantify people.
所以我们用的这种分类的时候，我们就可以把人的这种性质把它摆在一起。
This morning, I want to talk to you and study from the Bible a categorization that will fit everybody in this room.
所以今天早晨我要用着圣经来跟大家讲，这几种分类是我们每一个人都可以适用的。
And by asking just a few questions, you can almost determine where everyone in this room is.
所以我如果解释了一下，你几乎就很快的，你能够知道每一个人是属于哪一类的。
Now maybe you're jumping ahead of me. You say, David, are you saying, are we all Chinese or Caucasian? No, I'm not doing that.
你或许在问说，那你是要怎么分类呢？你是想说中国人一类或者白种人一类？不。
If we can categorize everyone easy, are you saying are we all male or female? No.
难道你是要分类说是男人跟女人吗？
But this morning from the scriptures, I will show you a passage that will tell us about four kinds of people, and all of you, each of us, are represented in this room this morning.
今天早晨我是要从圣经里面对于人的四种分类，而我们每一个人都属于其中的一种。
So take your Bibles, please, and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
所以请你们打开哥林多前书第二章。
You'll need your Bibles this morning. 1 Corinthians, like you do every Sunday morning, excuse me.
我想每个礼拜天你都应该带你的圣经来。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章
Verse 14
十四节开始
And I'd like to read this But the natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit For they are foolishness to him He cannot understand them For they are spiritually discerned
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事反倒以为愚拙并且不能知道因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透
He who is spiritual, or the one who has the ability to discern all things, yet he himself is judged or appraised by no man.
十五节，属灵的人能够看透万事，却没有一个人能看透了他。
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心呢。
And Paul says to this Corinthian church, And brothers, I could not speak to you as spiritual men, but I spoke to you as fleshly men, or carnal men, as babes in Christ.
所以第三章一开始，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只能把你们当作属肉体，在基督里是做婴孩的。
And because you were carnal, because you were like baby Christians, I gave you milk to drink, not solid food.
因为你不是属灵的，你是属肉体的，因此我只能够给你奶喂你们。
You are not able to receive it. Indeed, now you are not able.
那时候你们不能吃，就是今天还是不能吃。
For you are still fleshly.
因为你们仍然是属肉体的。
For there is jealousy and strife among you. Are you not fleshly when you walk like other men?
因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争。这岂不是属肉体吗？是照着世人样子行吗？
If we look at these four men, the first one is the natural man.
所以我们来看四种人，第一种人叫做天然人。
Everyone is born into this world as a natural person, a natural man, a natural woman, a person without Jesus Christ.
所以当我们每一个人一生下来的时候，都是天然人，我们并没有基督在我们里头。
And we'll come back to these in a minute, but the second kind of person is once you receive Jesus Christ, you become a baby Christian.
所以第二种人叫做初信的基督徒。
And then after you become a baby Christian and you eat the Word and you feast on the Word and you learn Bible doctrine and you attend church and you understand what your spiritual gift is and you use it, you become mature in Jesus Christ.
所以当你开始的参加教会聚会，你开始吃灵粮的时候，你慢慢的你就成为成熟的基督徒。
And then lastly, sadly, there are many of us that walk like regular people.We are carnal Christians.
啊，可是第四种人是很令我们难过的，就是我们竟然跟世人完全一样的，那个叫做属肉体的基督徒。
And if you think of it, the difference between the mature Christian and the carnal Christian, they may have been Christians for, let's say, 10 years.
所以如果我们比较什么叫成熟的基督徒跟属肉体的基督徒的话，他们可能都是已经信主十年了。
The mature Christian has given himself to the Word of God, to the study of the Word.
所以一个成熟的基督徒，他是把自己交托在神的话语里面。
The carnal Christian lost his Bible last year and didn't find it.
而这个属肉体的基督徒，他连丢了圣经他自己都不知道。
The mature Christian loves to pray and spends time in prayer.
所以成熟的基督徒他喜欢祷告。
The carnal Christian always asks somebody else to pray.
一个属肉体的基督徒，他只要求别人替他祷告。
The mature Christian has a passion for souls to lead people to Jesus Christ.
成熟的基督徒，他对着灵魂有负担，他去引人信主。
The carnal Christian just can't talk about Jesus to anybody.
可是一个属世的基督徒，他甚至连讲用嘴巴讲耶稣基督都讲不出来。
The mature Christian, when the Holy Spirit shares an area of sin in his life, he confesses in repentance and tries to move on and cleansing from the Holy Spirit.
所以当一个成熟的基督徒，当圣经向他说话，光照他的罪的时候，他就能够认罪，能够承认在神的话语里头。
The carnal Christian stays mad at God, it's bitter, and is bitter toward other people.
而一个属肉体的基督徒，他心里面充满了苦毒，而且对着其他基督徒，很不好。
A mature Christian is actively using his spiritual gifts.
而一个属灵的人，一个成熟的基督徒，他操练他的恩赐。
A carnal Christian is lazy, maybe never even discovered what his gift is and has never used it.
所以一个属世的基督徒可能是个很懒惰，他甚至不知道他身上的恩赐是什么。
And so I said at the beginning that everyone in this room fits in one of those categories.
所以我一开始就说，每一个在座的人，你一定属于其中四类中的一个。
Some of us here need to make a decision for Jesus Christ.
所以我们中间的人，可能有人你必须现在就做决定，你要不要接受耶稣基督。
And some of you made a decision maybe last year, and you continue need to grow and be under your pastor's care and under the discipline and growth plan for the elders.The elders have for you.
我们中间也有人，可能你这一两年才信主，你在这个教会的照顾之下，你要成长。
And some of you have been mature, and you've been active in this church, and you're leading, and you're leading others to Christ, and you're leading Bible studies, and you're a mature believer.
所以我们中间也有一些成熟的基督徒，因为你在这里带领别人一起学习圣经。
And some of us are just here to have a good Chinese meal, or maybe you're here to make some business contacts, or.We're just here because this is where a lot of Chinese people are here, and we want to be with them.
可是我们中间可能也有一些人，你来这里是因为这里有好吃的东西，或者你来这里要跟人有相交，觉得很多的中国人都在这里。
If you look, there's a lot of pressure flux in the Christian life. There's a dynamic in the Christian life.
所以我们来看，在一个基督徒的生活里面，它有什么样的动态？
We have this old sin nature that presses down on us. It keeps in me a desire to sin, to want to please myself.
你这里可以看到我们那个老我的罪性，有时候总是会要把我拉下来。
And when I've been born again, there's this desire to please God, to bring glory to God, to study His Word.
而在我新的生命里面也有一种渴望要来读神的话。
In a lot of these times, there's conflict, and sometimes we sense this conflict. We've given over to the old sin nature, and we're miserable.
而我们在生活里面一定常常有这样的冲突，而我们有时候，当我们把自己交托给那个老我的时候，我的生活就一塌糊涂。
Or we've yielded to the Lord Jesus Christ, we've yielded to the Holy Spirit, and there's a joy in our hearts, and we're growing upward to be more like Jesus Christ.
什么时候当我们降服在耶稣基督 But
brothers and sisters, if you follow Jesus Christ, there is a conflict.
弟兄姊妹，如果你要跟随基督的话，你生命里面一定有冲突。
And you must always be aware of that conflict.
而我们要常常要警觉到这种冲突。
The Bible speaks it as wrestling. The Bible speaks it as warfare.
所以圣经里面常常用那个摔跤，用那个摔跤来形容一个征战。
To become a Christian is not to get to heaven on a bed of roses.
所以成为一个基督徒不是那么好像每天就躺在玫瑰花的床上面就上天堂。
All right, let's go look at our text and let's look at the next slide that talks about what a natural man is.
所以我们现在先来看什么叫做天然的人。
Paul says that the natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God.
所以保罗说的一个天然人他不明白属灵的事。
Maybe you've had this experience at work where you've tried to share your faith with someone at work.
所以你可能从在你公司里面工作的人里面有这样的经历。
You've tried to share the forgiveness that God has given to you.
你试着想要饶恕别人。
You've tried to share how God loves you unconditionally.
你很想要分享说神是怎么无条件的来爱你。
You've tried to share how God has convicted you of sin.
而且你也分享说神怎么让你知道自己的罪。
And the person will look at you and they'll say, I don't understand what you're talking about.
那个听你讲话的人他看着你说你到底在讲什么。
The slide says, man in his natural ability is not able to serve God acceptably. This natural man, 8 billion people are born in this world at one time, 8 billion people, all were born as natural men, and they can't serve God acceptably.
哦，这个世界上每一个降生的人，这么几千万的人，他们生出来，他们就是一个天然的人，他们不能够侍奉神。
Paul says we've fallen short of the glory of God. We cannot attain the perfection that God demands of us. We've fallen short of it.
所以保罗说，我们人人都亏缺了神的荣耀，我们没有办法达到神的要求。
And in Romans 3:23, he says all of us have sinned. All of us have sinned.
所以罗马书第三章二十三节里面说，世人都犯了罪。
That's one plus how many billion Chinese? All have sinned.
是所有不管有多少的中国人，所有的人都犯了罪。
That's one plus billion Indians? All have sinned.
所有的印度人都犯了罪。
800 million Africans? All have sinned.
所以八千万八百万的非洲人都犯了罪。
370 million Americans? All have sinned.
所以不管还有所有的美国人都犯了罪。
And that's why the church is a missionary-minded church. That's why the church is a gospel-minded church. Because all people have sinned and have come falling short of the glory of God and stand under the judgment of God.
所以这为什么我们教会要成为一个宣教的教会？因为世人都犯了罪，而且我们都落在神的审判底下。
Because it's the desire of a Christian once he's trusted Christ, once he's been forgiven, is to rescue people from the death and the judgment of God.
所以当一个人被神拯救、被神赦免从罪里面出来的时候，他里面自然有一个渴望要把罪人拯救出来。
And if you've never trusted Jesus Christ today,
如果你今天一点都还没有信主，
you're a natural man, a natural woman.
你就是属于这一类天然的人。
You've not been born again.
你还没有重生。
Jesus would say to you, as he said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3.
耶稣会向着他在约翰福音第三章跟尼哥底母讲的话这样说。
Marvel not, I say to you, you must be born again.
所以你必须重生。
When we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are born from above.
所以我们如果要我们接受了耶稣基督成救主的时候，我们是从上头生的。
When Jesus was talking in John chapter 3 to Nicodemus, Nicodemus was a very wealthy man, but he needed to be born again.
耶稣在跟尼哥底母讲话的时候，尼哥底母他是一个非常有钱的人，但是他必须要重生。
Nicodemus was a very smart and religious man, not only wealthy but smart and religious.
他不但有钱，而且他是非常聪明的宗教人士，可是他必须要重生。
And Jesus said to him, "You must be born again."
所以耶稣说你必须重生。
And when we're born again as natural men, when then we become the second thing, which is baby Christians.
当我们从开始重生了以后，我们开始进入了第二类，叫做初信的基督徒。
John chapter 3, Jesus said to every natural man, to all 8 billion, at one point, all of us must be born again.
所以耶稣说我们每一个人都必须要重生。
I was born in a Christian family. That doesn't make me a Christian.
所以虽然我是从基督徒家庭中长大的，可是那不能够就自然的让我成为一个基督徒。
My mother was a Christian. That doesn't make me a Christian.
我的母亲是基督徒，可是不表示我是个基督徒。
My father was a Christian. He's with the Lord now, but that doesn't make me a Christian.
所以虽然我的父亲他是个基督徒，他与神同在了现在，可是不表示我是个基督徒。
But I had to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior for myself.
我必须要我自己来接受耶稣做我的救主。
And at 8 years old, I knelt down and asked Jesus to come in my heart.
所以当我八岁的时候，我跪下来，我求耶稣基督进到我的心里。
In that moment, I was born again.
所以在那一时刻，我重生了。
Did I understand everything about the Lord?
那个时候我明白神的有关神的所有事吗
？Did I understand everything about the Bible?
我明白圣经上所说的吗
？Not at all.
根本不是。
But I knew that I had received Jesus Christ as my Savior.
可是我知道我已经接受耶稣基督做我的救主了。
Now, one of the things babies like to do, if you have your Bibles, just turn quickly over to 1 Peter chapter 2.
所以我们现在来看看出现了基督徒是怎么做的。
First Peter.
彼得前书第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
第二章第二节。
Now there are a couple little babies around here that I love to see when I come around and finish teaching the class. One thing that I probably all the mothers and all the young fathers will say is babies like to drink milk.
我相信我看到我们中间有一些小婴孩，而且父母们都知道他们喜欢喝奶。
And as soon as you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have a desire for the milk of the Word.
如果你是接受了耶稣基督做你救主的时候，你自然属灵里面你也要奶。
And Peter says this, as newborn babes long for the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow in respect to salvation.
所以第二章第二节，彼得说，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，是得救。
And he says in verse 3, if you have tasted the kindness of the Lord, if you have, then you really are hungry for God's word.
所以第三节说，你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
Now, if you just turn to the next two slides, please. I have a picture here of my two grandchildren.
所以我们先看下面一张图片，这是我的两个孙子孙女的一张。
That's Thomas. He lives up in Canada, and this next one is Laura.
这个是我的两个孙子孙女。
I would have put your babies up here, but I didn't have any pictures of them.
我也想把你家的孩子的相片也摆上来。
But I just was last weekend with Laura down in Washington, D.C.
所以上个周末我跟着 Laura 在 D.C. 相会。
And she's a real baby.
她真的是一个婴孩。
Guess what? She wakes up and she cries, and what does she want?
你知道她一早起来，她就在那边哭，她到底要什么？
She wants to be fed.
她要喝东西。
And we don't go to Outback Steakhouse and get a big steak for her.
我们如果我现在出去买了一块牛排来给她。
She wants milk.
她不是，她要奶。
Or something that's all ground up.
或者是有一些东西已经被搅碎了。
Another characteristic of babies is they'll put anything in their mouth.
而且另外一个婴孩的特色就是他抓到什么都往嘴里塞。
They'll put their toys in their mouth.
他摆玩具进来。
They'll put their hands in their mouth.
他摆手进来。
They'll put their shoes in their mouth.
他甚至把鞋子也摆到嘴里。
They'll put your shoes in their mouth.
他把你的鞋子也拿来摆他嘴里。
They'll taste anything.
他什么都要尝尝看。
And one of the characteristics of baby Christians is they get all excited and they'll put anything. They'll try to eat anything. The word of God, some cult, some false teaching.
所以甚至一个属灵的婴孩也是这样，他不但吃神的话，他连那些邪教那些乱七八糟的东西他也吃。
And because the baby will eat anything, the parents have to be around when she's crawling around all the time.
所以因为这个婴孩他什么都吃，所以做父母的你必须要看住他。
Haven't you child-proofed your rooms?
你的孩子有没有在你的房间里就拉屎吗？
It's the same way with a baby Christian. You want to have a pastor, an older brother, to make sure that this baby Christian doesn't eat false doctrine.
所以就像一个照顾一个属灵的基督徒一样，所以牧者要确定他没有吃下那些错误的教导。
And the baby and the baby Christian are alike in another way.
所以他们都是这个样子。
They're fun to be around.
他们喜欢到处乱爬。
But they're a mess.
可是会造成一大堆的问题。
They'll mess anything. Their food.
他们把食物也搞成一塌糊涂。
They can mess a whole drawer.
他们可以把整个抽屉都弄得乱七八糟。
And babies just can make chaos.
所以一个婴孩他可以造成一大堆的混乱。
And sometimes new Christians can be involved in a local church and they can create chaos.
所以有些初信的基督徒在当地的教会里面也会造成很多麻烦。
And they can come in with suggestions and we say, oh my, this is not right, this is not good.
而且很多，因为他们很多时候也会提出很多奇怪的意见。
And we slowly, as parents, try to take that idea out of their mouth.
所以我们做父母的都要从他的慢慢的从他的嘴巴里面把那些东西拿出来。
And we slowly say, this is not good, it will really hurt you.
所以我们会告诉他说，这个不可以吃，因为这个会伤到你。
So the first area that we're looking at is the natural man or the natural person, any person that's born into this world, and he needs to make the decision, she needs to make the decision to be born again.
所以任何一个刚刚生到这个世界上来的天然人来讲，他自己必须马上做一个决定，他要不要接受耶稣基督。
And you can be born again like I was at 8 years old, or you can be born again like Gerald was in his college years. You can be born again like some people here in this church in your 30s. It doesn't matter how old you are, but you must be born again.
有许多人在不同的年龄里面得救，像我是八岁 ，Gerald 是大学，有些人可能30多岁，那都无所谓。但是重要的是，你必须要重生。
I should be able to come to you and say, when was your spiritual birthday?
所以我应该可以到每一个人的面前，我问你说，你到底属灵的生日是哪时候
？And you can say, well, I came to this church 4 years ago, and I received Jesus as my Savior. That's my spiritual birthday, 2005.
所以你可以说，我已经来到这个教会4年了。2005年的某一天是我的属灵的生日。
So now, once you become a Christian, you are a baby Christian, and you start to grow.
所以当你成了基督徒以后，你就从婴孩开始成长。
And you are going to find that you're on this dynamic. You're on this dynamic path to maturity.
所以你会看到这样的一个成熟的一个成长的过程。
You start as a baby and you grow.
你从婴孩开始长大。
And you move through adolescence and you grow some more.
所以你从这个青少年的叛逆期开始更长大。
And the scripture calls you a young man.
所以这个时候你成为一个年轻人。
Then you move that past that and you continue to press on toward maturity.
所以你慢慢的你把自己就推上了那个成熟的时候。
And maturity here means the idea of being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
所以这里成熟的定义就是你有效法耶稣基督的样子。
So becoming Christ-like.
你像耶稣基督。
What is a mature person like?
那到底一个成熟的基督徒是什么样子的？
What is a mature Christian like?
一个成熟的基督徒应该什么样呢？
I think there's 3 characteristics.
这里有三个情况。
The mature Christian does not quench the Holy Spirit.
第一个，他没有消灭圣灵的感动。
Does not grieve the Holy Spirit.
他没有让圣灵担忧。
And the mature Christian walks by means of the Holy Spirit.
而且他借着圣灵，依靠圣灵而行。
These 3 traits.Are found in every believer who is growing, who is conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
所以这三种性情的表现在每一个信主的人身上都可以发现。
What does it mean to quench the Spirit? Does not quench the Holy Spirit.
这里说不要消灭圣灵的感动，到底什么意思？
The idea is that when you trusted Jesus Christ, you were given the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit resides in you as a person.
所以当你接受耶稣基督做救主的时候，圣灵就住在你的里面。
To quench the Spirit then lives within me, and the Spirit will speak to me when I'm living my life and will say, David, this is the way to go. This is the path of obedience.
就像在我在开始要跟随的时候，圣灵会告诉我说，这个是正路，你必须要行在其中。
And I can...say no to the Spirit at that point, and I can throw water on the fire of the Spirit.
我可以，我也可以告诉我不听从这个圣灵的感动，我甚至浇水把它熄灭。
And disobey at that moment.
我在那个时候我就不服从。
And I put out the fire of the Spirit at that moment.
在那个时候我就消灭圣灵的感动。
And the spiritual man, he that is spiritual, this type of man that's growing toward maturity, listens to the Spirit and yields to the Spirit.
而一个成熟的属灵人，他是听从圣灵的声音，而且他顺服。
When I quench the Holy Spirit, I am unyielded to the Holy Spirit.
当我消灭圣灵感动的时候，我就是不顺服圣灵。
I say no to the Holy Spirit.
我对圣灵说不。
And the next one,
下一个
is not to grieve the Holy Spirit.
叫做让圣灵担忧。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 says, Do not grieve the Holy Spirit whereby you were sealed.
所以以弗所书第四章三十节里面说不要让圣灵担忧。
This is a very interesting passage because it says the Holy Spirit has a personality.
这里很有意思，因为这里把圣灵当作一个人格位格。
Let's say I might offend Pastor King and might say no to him and might hurt his feelings for a moment.
举例来说，我可以冒犯别人，只是在某一个时间。
That's quenching.
那个叫做消灭圣灵的感动。
But let's say that for the next 6 months, I don't return his phone calls. I don't say hello to him. I don't have any fellowship with him. We don't have a meal together.
那么不止那个一刹那。你如果在接下来六个月里面，你根本不回他电话，你也不想跟他讲话，不跟他一起吃饭。
And Pastor King says to, let's say Gerald or to Karen, says, "Where's David? How come David doesn't talk to me anymore? How come we don't get together anymore?"
所以可能我就很困扰，我就去问别人说，为什么 David 他最近都一直不跟我联络
？And his heart is grieved.
所以他心里面就开始忧伤。
And when I have consistently said no to the Holy Spirit, been out of fellowship with the Lord, and not been in His Word, I have grieved the Holy Spirit.
所以我如果一直持续的对着圣灵说不，而且我不跟他有交通来往的时候，我就使圣灵担忧。
And this passage teaches us that the Holy Spirit is a personality.
所以在这里我们看到圣灵它是一个有位格的。
And if I can grieve the Holy Spirit, I can hurt the Holy Spirit. I can.
如果我能够使圣灵担忧的话，我就会伤他的心。
I cannot listen to the Holy Spirit.
我就听不到他的声音。
And the mature Christian does not grieve the Holy Spirit.
一个成熟的基督徒，他不伤害圣灵，不让圣灵担忧。
Now both of these, not to quench and to grieve, are both something we understand.
所以我们现在刚才讲到的这两种现象，一个是消灭圣灵的感动，一个让他担忧，我们都明白。
It's something that probably the culture that you come from understands more than I do.
所以可能在你成长的文化背景里面，你对有些事情的了解比我多。
We all understand what it means to bring shame to somebody.
我们都了解说我怎么样带给别人羞耻。
And it hurts when somebody's told us you're shamed at your parents.
所以我们说你让你的父母丢脸。
It hurts our hearts when we think about it that we brought shame to our family.
所以当我如果让我的家人丢脸的话，那让我很难过。
And it hurts when we think about we brought shame to the people that we belong to.
如果我对于我所属的团体，我让他们丢脸的时候，我很难过。
But if you continue to live in that shame,
可是你如果仍然继续活在那个羞耻的光景里头，
you're grieving your family, are you not?
那你就让你的家人就难过死了。
You're grieving your family and your wife or your husband.
你就让你的妻子、你的家人就非常的担忧。
You're grieving your church and the leadership of your church.
而且让你的教会、你的牧者他们都很难过。
And what Paul is telling us, the mature Christian does not bring shame to God the Father, does not bring shame to the Holy Spirit by causing the Holy Spirit to grieve.
所以保罗告诉我们说，一个成熟的基督徒，他不会让父神，不会让圣灵来难过。
And so instead of bringing shame, we bring what? Joy.
所以我们不应该要带下了这些羞耻，我们应该带下来的是喜乐。
Instead of bringing shame, we seek to do that which would please our church, our families, our culture.
所以我们应该要能够带一下使我们的家庭、我们的教会能够喜乐的事情。
In the same way for a Christian.
所以同样的，对着基督徒是这样。
A Christian's deepest desire is not to quench the Holy Spirit, but to obey the Holy Spirit.
所以一个基督徒他真的从心里面深处，他不想要让消灭圣灵的感动，他要来让圣灵喜欢。
My deepest desire shouldn't be to shame or grieve the Holy Spirit, but to bring joy to the Holy Spirit.
我的里面的真正的感觉，我不让圣灵来担忧，我乃是要让喜乐，让圣灵喜乐。
To cause the Holy Spirit to look at me, to look at this church, to look at our family, and say, I'm great joy.From the Teaneck Chinese Church, I get great joy from this place.
所以我们应该让圣灵来看着我们说，看着这个教会说，我在这个教会里面，我真的很有喜乐。
All right, we've looked at three kinds of people.
所以我们看到了三种人。
We've looked at the natural man.
我们看到了天然人。
The baby Christian.
初信的基督徒。
And we've looked at mature Christian. I forgot one more thing to talk about.
我们也看到了成熟基督徒。现在我们看第四种。
The third aspect of being a mature Christian, that we don't quench, we don't grieve, but we walk in the Spirit.
所以我们看到成熟基督徒的三个特征，第一个不消灭圣灵感动，第二个不让圣灵担忧，第三个是你必须要行在圣灵当中。
Paul says in Galatians chapter 5 that we walk by means of the Spirit.
所以保罗说我们是靠着圣灵行走。
The power of my Christian life is not the number of years that I've been a Christian.
所以我成为一个基督徒真的算数的不是说有多少我做了多少年的基督徒。
The fruitfulness of my Christian life is not the skill or the trainings that I've received.
我能够结出的圣灵的果子并不是说我受了多少的训练。
But the power of my Christian life is the way that I'm walking in conformity to the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25 says, If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
所以加拉太书第五章二十五节那里讲到说，我们若是行在圣灵中，我们就顺着圣灵而行。
You know, really, you know this, and I know this, but the Christian life is really not lived here at the 10:30 service, is it?
所以我们都知道，所谓的基督徒生活，不是说十点半礼拜天来到这个教堂。
The Christian life really starts when you walk out the door, isn't it?
所以相反的，一个基督徒生活是当你离开这个教堂以后开始了。
Christian life is lived in your family this afternoon.
所以它是在你今天下午跟你家人怎么过。
Christian life will be lived out in the office or the classroom tomorrow.
所以明天你在教室里头
，and people may look at you and say, "Oh, well, he's a Christian. He's in church on Sunday morning."
所以人家就会这样说，哦，他是个基督徒，他昨天礼拜天到了教堂去。
My brothers and sisters, if we were to ask your coworkers, if we were to ask your students, do they know that you're a Christian?
我们如果来问你的同事或者你的同学说，你们知道不知道他是一个基督徒呢
？And if I'm filled with the Spirit, if I'm led by the Spirit, I walk by means of the Spirit.
所以如果我是被圣灵充满的话，我是顺着圣灵而行。
And I walk by means of the Spirit in some of the most difficult circumstances of life.
甚至在我生命中最困难的时间，我都与圣灵同行。
Job lost his family. He was led by God.
你知道约伯他失去了他的整个家人，可是他是被圣灵。
Job lost all of his assets. He was still led by God.
而约伯失去了他所有的产物，可是他仍然。
Job lost his health. He was still led by God.
他失去了健康，他仍然顺服神。
Paul was shipwrecked. He was led by the Spirit.
他仍然是跟着神而行。
Paul was beaten five times with 39 stripes. Still led by the Spirit.
保罗他被人用打苦打，可是他仍然顺从神。
Paul spent a night in a jail in Philippi. He was still led by the Spirit, and the Spirit led him through singing.
说保罗虽然被下在腓立比的监牢里头，他仍然被圣灵带领，而且在监狱里面唱歌。
We are part of a country that has been very wealthy.
我们活在这一个非常有钱的、有富有的国家里。
And some of you have come from the old country, and you say, "I think wealth softens our Christian life."
或许你从别的地方来，你认为说，这个基督徒生活是必须有钱的。
You can go to Africa and you see people who are so dynamic, but they've lost everything, but they love God.
你或许你如果到非洲的时候，你会看到那些基督徒有很多，他们失去了所有的东西，可是他们对着神却是那样的活力。
Because they're being led or walking by the Spirit, regardless of their circumstances.
因为他们是被圣灵所引导，他们跟圣灵同行，不管他外面的环境怎么样。
I said that this message would apply to everyone.
所以我说过，这个信息是对每一个人说的。
And I would really, frankly, like to close and say I've talked to everyone in this room, and then let's go home.
哦，或许我最好我现在就结束，我说我们就结束了，我们回家。
And maybe some of you would like me to quit right now.
或者我们这里有人希望我现在就停了。
But there's one more category.
可是我还要讲第四种。
And it's the most difficult category.
是最难的一类。
And unfortunately, some of us are in this category.
很不幸的，很多我们中间有些人就是活在这个里头。
This is the carnal Christian.
这个叫做属肉体的基督徒。
This is the fleshly Christian.
这是属肉体的表现的基督徒。
I don't know how much Spanish you know, but if you like chili,You can order chili con carne, right?
我不知道你们懂多少西班牙话，可是你如果喜欢吃辣的话，你会去订叫那一套菜。
I'm gonna see you translate that. But chili con carne is chili with meat.
那个这一道菜叫做 chili con carne， 它的意思就是说是辣椒加上肉。
And a carnal Christian is a fleshly Christian.
所以一个属肉体的基督徒里面，他真的都是活在血气当中。
This is a Christian that looks like the world.
他跟这个世界没有两样。
On Friday night, he looks like the world.
他在礼拜五晚上的时候，他就是跟世界的人一样。
His emotional temperament, his anger outbursts look like the world.
而他里面老是那个发脾气的时候，跟那个世界上的人一样。
His TV habits look like the world.
他看电视也是像这个世界人看的节目。
His driving habits look like the world.
他开车的那个习惯也跟世人一样。
Where he goes on the internet looks like the world.
他到网上上网的时候跟世人一样。
And he comes into a church and he's divisive in the church.
他到了教会里面也在教会里面造成了麻烦。
He doesn't want to learn anything.
他什么都不想学。
And he is a problem Christian.
他是一个找麻烦、有麻烦的基督徒。
And probably gives more gray hairs to pastors than any other person in the whole church.
他可能给这个传道人搞了很多的白头发。
There are not very many carnal Christians here. But it caused me to lose my hair. When Paul writes the letter to the church of Corinth, he says to them,
所以当保罗写信给哥罗西教会的时候他这样说哥林多教会的时候他这样说
He says to them I couldn't speak to you as spiritual I had to speak to you as carnal Because you were foolish
他告诉哥林多教会说我不能够用属灵的话来跟你讲因为你是婴孩的
If you study the letter to 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians You find all kinds of sin that areprevalent in that church.
如果读哥林多前后书的话，你会发现那个教会里面充满了各样的罪。
Divisions,
纷争
，party spirit,
那个整个宴乐。
Someone says, "Well, I'm of Pastor King, or I'm of Pastor Tommy Wan, or I'm of Pastor Dave, or whoever." They all divided up. Well, he's much better than he is, and he's much better than they are, and they're all divided up.
他们到处分门结党。他们说我属于这个，我属于那个，这个主群比那个好。
And then at Corinth they had a love supper like we have here.
他们也有爱宴，像我们享用主的餐一样。
Except when the rich people came to the supper, they brought really good meat.
可是不同的是，有钱人他们来一起用爱宴的时候，他们带来真的是很好的东西。
You know the best, just the best.
你知道他们就是带着最好的食物来。
And when it came time to serve it, they wanted just to eat it over here in the corner. They didn't want to share it with the rest of us.
当开始吃的时候，他们只想在一个角落里面跟他们喜欢的人一起吃，他们不想给别人分享。
And there was a division at the love table between those that were wealthy and those of us that were poor.
所以甚至在这个爱宴上面，就有钱人跟没有钱人也就分开了。
There was a sin that was in the church.
而且教会里面有了罪。
That a man was actually having a relationship with his stepmother.
甚至有人跟他的继母中间有了不正常的关系。
And the church was just sort of proud, and they said, well, we're not dealing with this, we're accepting them in grace. And Paul said, I judge that one and throw him out of your assembly.
所以甚至这个教会说还觉得很因为自傲说、啊、我们不处理这个事情，容忍这个事情。可是保罗说，我要把这样的人赶出教会。
And there was a misuse of the spiritual gift of tongues.
而且他们还有许多属灵的恩赐。
These people were carnal Christians.
这些人是属肉体的基督徒。
I said to you this morning that we started out that this sermon will categorize each of us in this building.
所以我一再说到今天这个四种人，我们每一个人都属于一类。
And maybe some of us are carnal.
可能我们中间有些人就是这个属肉。
We have unconfessed sin in our lives.
在你的生命里面有许多没有承认的罪。
We've been divisive with our tongues.
而且你在要靠着你的口舌到处造成纷争。
We've grabbed a hold of our money.
我们抓着我们的钱很紧。
And we're going to come to the table of the Lord.
我们等一下要来到主的饼杯面前。
The table of the Lord is designed for carnal Christians, Christians who live in sin.
你知道饼杯它主要的就是为着我们这些有罪的基督徒所预备。
This gives us an opportunity to confess our sins, to repent of our sin.
所以这是给我们一个机会，我们能够来到主的面前，我们来承认我们的罪。
Remember, every time when we come to the table, the pastor says this table is for the believers.
所以你记得吗？每一次来到饼杯面前的时候，我们都交代这个桌子是为着信主的人。
And if you've been growing in grace and you've had a great week where you've been fellowshipping with the Lord, this is a time when you focus back on the death, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, how He died for your sin.
所以当如果我们在来到饼杯面前，我们真的可以回想在主耶稣基督怎么为我们死，怎么为我们复活。
And this may have been a bad week for you.
也有可能这一个礼拜实在是很糟糕。
Or a bad month for you.
或者整个一个月都是一塌糊涂。
And God in His sovereignty brought you here this Sunday to celebrate the Lord's table.
可是神却带你来到了这个礼拜天，来到这里来纪念主。
And you need then to focus and you say, Lord, I really lost my temper. I really was rude to my employees.
所以你这个时候你可能要跟神祷告说，主啊，我真是 我失去了，我到处乱发脾气。
I've sinned through pride. I've sinned through thought.
我在我的骄傲里面犯了罪，我在我的思想里面犯了罪。
I have quenched the Holy Spirit. I've grieved the Holy Spirit.
我消灭了圣灵的感动，我使圣灵担忧。
And that's why we have, during a time of communion, a time for you to examine yourself. Because Paul says to the same people, he doesn't want you to take communion without examining your life.
所以这就是为什么我们每次来到饼杯面前之后，保罗说，你如果不省察你自己，你不要饮用这个饼杯。
Well, which kind of person are you today?
到底你是这四种的哪一种？
My closing words are for the whole auditorium.
所以我最后的结论是为着每一个人说的。
If you've been listening to me and you said, you know, I don't think I've ever trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior.
如果你今天仔细的听我的话的时候，你说，哎呦，我从来没有接受耶稣基督做我的救主。
I can never remember a time when I was born again.
我都想不起来我到底是什么时候重生的。
The message from the Bible, the message from Jesus is, He says you must be born again.
所以圣经的话，耶稣的话说，你必须要重生。
And in the privacy of your seat right now, in your heart, you may ask Jesus Christ to come into your life.
你现在就可以安静的在你的座位上面，你邀请耶稣基督进到你心里。
And in that moment, you're born again.
就在那个时刻。
You don't have to come forward.
你不一定要走到前面了。
You don't have to give money.
你不一定要用奉献。
By simple faith and trust, you're born again.
你只要靠着单纯的信心，你就可以重生。
Maybe you said, you know, I'm a baby Christian. That really is me. I trusted Christ about a year ago. I still can't find books of the Bible. I need to grow. I don't understand doctrine. I need to grow.
或许你说，哎呀，我就是那个初信的婴孩般的基督徒，我到现在也找不到我的圣经啊，我实在是需要成长。
And you've been watching TV programs with different preachers. You get confused. Please get around someone to make sure.That you grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
或许你在电视上面也看了许多不同的讲道的节目，可是你搞了心里面不知道要跟谁讲的才是对的时候，你必须来找到答案。
Ask your pastor to recommend a good book. Buy a good study Bible.
所以你可能要请教你的传道人牧者，告诉你一些属灵的书籍。
Bring your Bible to church.
你要带你的圣经来教会。
Maybe you're a carnal Christian and you say, wow, it's been a long time since I've confessed my sin. I've been living in anger. I've been living in bitterness. I'm angry at God.
或者你就是这个属于肉体的基督徒，你说：“哎呀，我这么长的时间，我就常常发脾气，而且我使圣灵担忧。”
We don't come to judge you.
我们没有人能够来论断你。
We invite you to the table.
我们就请你来到主的饼杯面前。
Use this time to confess your sins.
在这个时间里面，你来承认你的罪。
To get back in fellowship with God.
你再重新跟主恢复交通。
John says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins."
所以约翰说，我们若承认自己的罪，他是信实的，必要赦免我们一切的罪。
There's no sin that you have committed that Jesus Christ cannot forgive.
没有一样罪你所犯的，耶稣基督不能赦免的。
Every sin,
每一样罪
when He died was in the future.
当耶稣基督死在十字架上的时候。
He died to forgive us for all of our sins.
他死了是原谅赦免我们所有的罪。
Maybe you need to use this time to get right with God again.
可能你需要用这一段时间，你来再来跟神恢复关系。
Maybe you're a mature Christian.
或许你是那成熟的基督徒。
You've been in the Word. You've been exercising your gift. You've had the joy of the Lord. You've had the fullness of the Spirit.
你也常常真的有主的与圣灵的喜乐同在。
My message for you.
我想对你说
Praise God
感谢我的主
that you're present here and using your gift in this church.
我愿意你在这个教会里面能够操练你属灵的恩赐
You're one of these this morning.
今天早晨你一定属于这四种中的一个
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告
Father, we thank you that we can come here this morning, this Lord's Day, to remember the Lord Jesus Christ.
父神啊，我们感谢你今天在这个主日，我们可以来在这里来纪念主耶稣基督。
We don't want to hear the words of man. We don't want to come to a cultural church.
我们不要在这里听人的话，我们也不是来这里追寻一个文化的教会。
We want to be energized by the dynamics of Scripture.
我们愿意被这个圣灵的话来把我们充满了动力。
And we pray, Father, that you would conform us to the image of Jesus Christ.
我们求主你把我们磨成耶稣基督的样式。
Father, we see all about us materialism. We see all about us appeals to emotion.
我们看到了所有的属于肉体的物质的这些属于情绪的
But our heart is desperate for one thing only
可是我们的心只单单的羡慕一件事
For the Lord Jesus Christ
就是耶稣基督
May he be the Lord of this church
让他成为这个教堂这一个教会的主
The Lord of my life
而且成为我生命中的主
I pray in the name of Jesus
我祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen, Amen.